All right, this is another fairly long poem, though not so long as the really long one. It's the first long section of a longer three-part poem. The title of the poem is Old Fashioned Romance on CBS. It's a collage poem. Much of the language from it, about half, I suppose, is from a New York Times review by John J. O'Connor of a made-for-TV drama. All right, the review was published May 2, 1979, and I just finished this week tinkering around with the poem, so I've been playing around with it for a little while. Not all the time, of course. I should also explain that there are two phrases, one from the review and one not, that get tinkered around in the poem in a way that's clear graphically, but maybe not orally. The first phrase is erased art, and that phrase itself begins to be erased and turns into other phrases as the poem goes along. And the other one, which is from the John J. O'Connor review, is the phrase, the lyrics groaned on melodiously, which also begins to lose some of its letters and be transmuted. I've never read the poem before. It's very disjunctive with phrases coming from different speakers, so it may be really rough going or it may not. We'll see. So, Old-Fashioned Romance on CBS, one. The movie on CBS TV tonight at 9 o'clock, a woman's picture in the old-fashioned sense. Write it down. But you a little bit, too. Floyd called tonight. He wanted to know how to translate handbag into Norwegian or else into Swedish. A business proposition. Batik fish. Torn between two lovers, a woman's picture in the old-fashioned sense, write it down. The batik fish swam slowly across the wall. Doris Silverton was inspired. Then licking. Red aviator jumpsuit on loan from Bloomingdale's felt trapped along the contours of your body. It wanted, get off, get back where it came from, get up, and I wouldn't really blame you if you turned in licking. Peter Yarrow's song, which was a hit a couple years ago, inspired Sweden, Belgium, Italy, possibly France, like distance, filmed in Toronto where, licking, fragment of, erased art. All this may seem a bit, threads move through the batik fish, slowly crossing the wall. We are the batik fish, the way fish move through waves. I love you both. Representation, exclusively with yogurt and caviar. You were also on loan to Bloomingdale's at $25 per hour, or no then, from Bloomingdale's, you were on loan from Bloomingdale's, or Sweden, where the heart was, torn between, the lyrics groaned on melodiously. Yes, Sweden was on loan with all its fetching occupants, imaginatively disposed inside by the capacity for representation, pure torture, ransacking Sweden, all over those snow-filled fields, a representation, inside a representation, of Sweden. Choked on, I love him madly, I can't write, keep writing it down, the garters, then dialogue, mixing physical states and states of consciousness in a single report. Nope. The plant looked on, not wearing its pants. Zippers unzipped in curving loops approached the abdomen. The plant looked on. Everything red turned white, revealing a land as America's shores were revealed, both backward and forward along the verges of the spatio-temporal horizon. Value which rendered itself the substance under a network of curving zippers, a lattice which would have been opened, revealing a land as America's shores were revealed. The lyrics groaned on. The plant took off its pants, unashamed to go naked. Stranded at Kennedy Airport during a snowstorm, it had not learned writing yet. It was not yet a violent plant, disposing spatio-temporal continuum. The batik fish seemed to move. The plant looked on morosely. Approaching the bright green shores, erased. This queer thing, thought. He whisks her away. The lyrics groaned. The batik fish commanded the field of representation. Red aviator jumpsuit, made of threads. We are the batik fish. He, groan, hello, Penelope, weaving, erased art. All this may seem a bit. Folding her laundry, Penelope, roaned on melodiously. I love you both. Nope. Gnaws. Pickle. He growls. Open marriage. Is that what you... A rather ordinary kind of... All over those bright green shores, carefully designed to allow wives romantic fantasies. They went to bed with a, I can't step into the river. Tax accountant. Just once. Groan odiously. Suddenly, red aviator jumpsuit. Loom receding into the labyrinths of history, revalorized as myth. Somewhat later, licking question one. Kissing the fragment, disappear, rerun, Eras at Batik Fish, One Wild Moment named Diane. It looks as if refrigerator, stocked, wouldn't really blame you if you turned in exclusively with yogurt and woman is named. You get 100%. What do I get? Lopsided in favor of smooth Paul, but bed with Paul. I love you both. Multi-level modern studio, lopsided in favor of smooth full share, but does love rough-edged pickle. He growls. Diane really does love rough-edged Ted. Your body escaped me. The fish edged through Batik, its threads wove slowly across the wall, trapped in desire to escape the fates of which they were the tools, I mean materials. Red aviator jumpsuits seemed redundant, and we behaved like fish, writhing in visible nets, like threads, the fish was inside. In the other room, I mean. Doris Silverton was inspired. That's enough of that stuff now. The red aviator jumpsuit lay groveling on the floor, pleading to be returned. I love him madly. The plant looked on, thinking the dialogue must have been written by someone else. Thank you.